Today, we celebrate Palm Sunday. And listen to the word of the Lord as it was written in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19. And when he had said these things, he went before, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, as he was near Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, and they led the colt to Jesus. And casting their garments upon the colt, they set him on it. And as he went, they spread their garments in the way. And when he was already near the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of disciples, rejoicing, began to praise God with a great voice for all the works of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from among the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke thy disciples." And he answering told them, "I say to you, if these should be silent, the stones would cry out." If these should be silent, the stones would cry out. The Lord on earth had performed many mighty works. He had healed many people, he had cast out many demons, and had done other miracles before all the people. And so his disciples followed him to Jerusalem. And the Lord told them to go and find a colt and bring it to him that he might enter Jerusalem. Now when the disciples heard from the Lord that they were supposed to bring a colt, a young donkey, does anyone know what they immediately thought about Jesus? Who did they think he might be? The king. Because tradition had it that for a coronation, a new prince would ride in on a young donkey, a colt, to be crowned king. And so they were very excited. And you can see how excited they were. They brought him a colt. They put him on the colt. And then the crowd threw palm branches in front of him so that he wouldn't have to walk on the dirt and on the road. And threw their garments down so that he wouldn't have to walk on the dirt and the road. They were treating him like a king. And they were crying out, "Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Everyone was really excited because the Messiah, the King of the Jews, had come. They were going to be saved from their oppressors. And they thought their oppressors were the Romans. At that time, Jerusalem was occupied by the Roman Empire. And the Jews hated the Romans. But more than hated them, they were afraid of them. And so, some of the leaders of the Jews, the Pharisees, did not want Jesus to be king. Or more importantly, they didn't want the disciples to say he was king. Imagine if you were, that you were a Roman general. And you heard somebody thought he was king of the Jews. That means rebellion. That means it's time to get the Roman army out and smash Jerusalem. So when the Pharisees heard that Jesus, his disciples, were calling him king, they were afraid. Maybe the Romans will destroy us all. And so they said to Jesus, they appealed directly to them. And they said, "Teacher, rebuke thy disciples." The Pharisees, who we usually think of as opponents to the Lord, enemies of the Lord, are appealing to him as a teacher. They want to appeal to him. Say, "Don't you see what your disciples are going to do?" Listen to what the Lord said. "If these should be silent, even if all the crowd were quiet and the disciples were quiet, the stones would cry out, the very stones of the city. Isn't that amazing? That the stones of the city would cry out, "Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." The stones of Jerusalem would cry out if the people were quiet. Even the city seems to know who this is, that Jesus is the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God coming to the city. So that even if the disciples were quiet and had said nothing and had put no palms down and had put no garments down, and if Jesus had just walked into the city, the stones would have cried out. That's how miraculous it would have been. But that's not what happened. The people did put palms down and did put their garments down and did put him on a donkey and cried out, "King, our King." So what does it mean for the Lord to be our King? And what does it mean that the stones would have cried out? Well, what does it mean if somebody's your King? What do you have to do to a king? The king tells you what to do. What are you supposed to do? Obey. That's what we do for kings. We obey. We show them respect. We obey their rules. And that's what it means to show the Lord that you know he's king. It's to show him respect by putting down palm branches, but it's also to show him respect by following his word, by doing what he told us to do. And we know what he told us to do because we have his word. Follow the Ten Commandments. Love your neighbor and love the Lord. It's simple. It sounds easy, but it can be tricky. Because first, we have to put down our garments. We have to lay down palm branches. In our story, we heard mostly about garments. And a garment is the thing that people wore in those times that would keep them warm, keep them safe from the elements, and would be one of the more expensive things they owned. Almost like owning a car today. That's how important a garment was in those days. So to put one of your most expensive things that protected you and kept you warm and kept you safe down in front of the Lord, it's a lot of respect. And sometimes we have to put down the things that we like in order to follow the Lord. Things that are on the outside of us that aren't terribly important. But we also have to follow the Lord's word. And we get from the Lord's word truths, and we can put those on as garments. And when we put those garments before the Lord, we're saying, "These are your truths that you taught us, and we're willing to follow you." Now, sadly, the people at that time were a little mistaken. They thought that Jesus was going to be king on earth and overthrow the Romans. And so they were very excited. But guess what? About 40 years later, after the Lord had been crucified and risen again, the Romans were still in charge. And later, the Romans even destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. They did put down a revolt. Jesus was not the kind of king they were looking for, because they were looking for a king on earth, here, someone we can see every day, to boss people around so that our enemies can get out of our way, so that the people that make us upset can be told to be quiet and leave us alone. But that's not the kind of king that the Lord is. The Lord is a king who cares more about your everlasting life than he does about what's going on right now. All of this, everything you see, is preparation for heaven. Which means that you obey the Ten Commandments and learn to love your neighbor and the Lord is far more important than anything you may see your neighbor doing or not doing. So as you prepare for Easter this week, it's a wonderful holiday. It's exciting and fun. Be prepared to put down your garment. Remember the purpose of the story. It's not what happens all around you and here. It's about what's inside. Are you obeying the Ten Commandments? And are you learning to love your neighbor and thereby the Lord? Amen.